Hello and welcome to the Atom Big Cricket Podcast. I am Chirunandan Srinath, your host. Joining me is Maitreya, my co-host. We are back after a break of 7 months. Unfortunately, Vijay Lokapalli sir couldn't join us today. But Maitreya, I think we lost 3/4 of our audience due to the lack of consistency. I think we'll be the only guys listening to the podcast again and again. That was on a lighter note. But it's a World Cup season. It's being hosted in India. 8 out of 8 wins for Team India. Incredible, the team, say 9 out of 9 because the last game is with the Netherlands team. I think there is something very special in this team. For the third consecutive time, we are the table toppers of the World Cup. Hope we don't get disappointed in the knockout stage. But your opinion on the incredible Team India, how they have played this World Cup so far?
Well, I feel this is one of the best performances that India could have had. So it's not like one player performance or an individual performance. It's like the whole team as a team is performing. Like if we see the batting, they're consistently putting on good scores, chasing the targets in time, like with many overs to spare. And the top order, the middle order batsman, every batsman throughout the tournament has had his day. And either if you see the fielding is another thing we must applaud, because the fielding medal is something that the players have, you know, to earn it. They are doing a fielding much better and, you know, saving those important runs, which are very beneficial in the end. And then the bowling attack, we just don't need to talk about that, because Shami and the spinners, Jadeja, Kuldeep, Siraj, they are phenomenal. So it's like an all-round performance, the batting, the bowling and the fielding, a team performance. I feel that all these victories that India have had are, you know, a team performance and not just an individual player.
Yeah, and yesterday especially, India crushed South Africa by 243 runs. And mind you, South Africa is the second best team in this tournament. You know, so humiliating for South Africa and so much dominance showed by Team India. Let's talk about yesterday's game, riding on Virat Kohli's century, Shreyas Iyer's 77 and Rohit Sharma's early fireworks of 40 of just 24 balls. India set up a mammoth total of 326 for 5 and South Africa was bowled out for 83 thanks to Jadeja's 5 wicket haul. And Virat Kohli has equaled Sachin Tendulkar's record of 49 centuries in one day international cricket. We'll talk about that later in a few minutes. But India has crushed South Africa by 243 runs. Other day, it beat Sri Lanka by 302 runs. It made Sri Lanka out for 55 odd runs. And then much before that, it beat England by 100 runs. And a lot of big margins that we are winning. Your take on this India's performance winning by huge margins?
Yeah, as I've already said, you know, winning by a huge margin is like a team performance. So the batsman, if you take yesterday's game, for example, versus South Africa, the batsman put on a huge total. And then the bowlers have done it very explicitly, you know, very quickly they have taken the wickets. And if you see, South Africa is the second best team, as you have said. So the huge gap between India and the rest of the teams is seen through this match. Like, throughout the tournament, we have been seeing, but this match proves it, that the huge gap between India and the other teams is prevalent. Like, the India's performance, if you see, is a lot more better in every way possible, like every field. And every person is performing, if you see. The batsman, yesterday Virat Kohli, he has got a century. And then Rohit Sharma giving the quick starts in the beginning, he and Gill. And then we have Surya Kumar coming yesterday with the cameo. So basically, everyone in the batting field did well, even KL Rahul. And then coming to the bowling, if you see, Shami was leading four wicket haul, a 5 wicket haul yesterday.
We'll talk about him in detail. We'll talk about him in detail. But let's go to the next question, because we have reserved a point of this episode for dedicated to only Mohammad Shami. So I don't want you to finish it off here early. Now let's talk about Eden Gardens crowd yesterday. I mean, they were cheering and there was so much noise, there's so much ambience, so much atmosphere, torchlights. I mean, their mobile phones became torchlights and there was so much enjoyment in the City of Joy yesterday. If at all you remember something, have something to say on that.
Well, I feel it's an Indian crowd, and the typical Indian crowd, wherever we go, I feel India for India's match will turn out in huge numbers and will always be there to cheer. And it was Virat Kohli's birthday, and people were awaiting a century. And India versus South Africa, a high octane clash. So I guess it was a completely exciting thing. And as usual, Kolkata is one of the best places where, a cricket hub in India, you can say. So all these things together, and the crowd, especially being an Indian crowd for Indian match, it turned out to be so wonderful.
Let's talk about Virat Kohli. Yesterday is birthday, 35 years, 289 ODI games, 49 centuries, over 13,626 runs with an average of 58.5. That's ridiculous. And this World Cup is going his way. 543 runs, 2 centuries, 3 or 4 half centuries, average of 108. I don't know if you like this question, but Maitreya, how has this World Cup been for Virat Kohli?
Well, as an Indian, you see, it has been phenomenal seeing Virat Kohli performing it for the team, and wholehearted performance. You saw throughout the tournament, it's been a very consistent performance. It's like the century with Bangladesh, and then the close, 80s, the 90s. So those performances, and then the century yesterday. It makes me feel that if he just continues this performance throughout the knockout stage also, I feel this World Cup will be a very fitting farewell for him, because all that he has done for Indian cricket over these many years, and he has won a World Cup in 2011, but his last World Cup this will be, and it will be a very good farewell for him to win the World Cup, and he himself playing a very vital role in the World Cup. So I feel he can have that fairy tale ending if he can continue this. And as an Indian, I'm just very much happy that he's been performing for Team India and making us win.
Yeah, and talk about Rohit Sharma, the captain up front. Rohit Sharma up front is giving you good starts to Team India, fearlessly encountering the power play. If Virat doesn't fire, there is Rohit for you. If Rohit doesn't fire, there is Virat for you. I think this has been really good for us, and we are riding on an inspiration set up by the captain. And Rohit Sharma yesterday won the fielder's medal as well. And I think his fielding positions or anything, he's leading the team with a lot of inspiration, and he has that luck with the trophies. We have seen that in IPL. So I think this World Cup is definitely belonging to us.
Yes, because I feel Rohit Sharma, as I've said, is one of the greatest captains in IPL. And then we have not been able to see like that much of, conversion of that success in Indian team when he has led. But I feel this is his chance to prove it, because after the failed T20 World Cup attempts, there was many questions, on his captaincy, like will he be able to do it for India? But I feel this World Cup, we have the best team right now, and he leading it, and he himself performing in the opening, giving those blitz starts and, consistent performances, that quick approach, setting the momentum into the team with those batting performances and fielding performances and leading from this ground. I feel this is his chance to win the World Cup as a captain and prove himself to be the greatest captain, like not just in the IPL arena, but also in the international arena.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we need to delete this episode if we don't talk about Mohammad Shami and how many 4 and 5 wicket hauls he has got. You've already mentioned it in the earlier part, but I wanted to dedicate some part of the episode to Mohammad Shami. How good this World Cup has been for him, and arguably, isn't he the best bowler all time of this Cricket World Cup?
Yes, I feel, make may maybe I feel the biggest mistake in the beginning, even though we won all the matches, was, benching Mohammad Shami in the first few matches. Because you see, when he came back, the first match was a 5 wicket haul, the second match a 4 wicket haul, and then again a 5 wicket haul. My God, that was phenomenal, you see. And his performance, you see, as a bowler, I have never seen, in India, a fast bowler performing so consistently in such a big tournament like a World Cup. And he's bowling those straight lines, and it's not just about the wicket, the way the balls is bowling, the economy rate, and everything. I think he has worked hard a lot for this moment, to prove himself and to be a part of the team. Like, his performances, no one can question or no one can even take out his place. Maybe by telling he can't bat or something. No, we have to keep him because the way he's bowling, he has earned the place to be in the team and he has, you know, made himself one of the greatest bowlers of all time.
Yeah, he's definitely the greatest of all time. And Siraj also has been excellent. He's obviously world's number one ODI bowler. His inward movement of the ball is a treat to, you know, to the eyes. Often we forget what contributions Bumrah has made to the team. He has an economy of 3.65, the least in this tournament. And you've already mentioned it in earlier part that we have the best pace attack, Bumrah, Shami, Siraj. You know, there used to be in the late 90s and 2000s that Pakistan has the best pace attack, or even in the 1980s that West Indies has the best pace attack. But now today, it is the team India who's having the best pace battery. And look at that, Bumrah, Shami and Siraj.
Yes, I feel this is one of the best trio if you see Bumrah, because you may not see the stats. If you see the wickets, you don't feel like Bumrah is performing that well as others, but the stats that he is giving, the economical rates, I feel all those matter, because you put the pressure on the batsman and he thinks he has to play a certain shot and he's giving so many maiden overs, the economical rates and all. And then when Siraj comes or Shami comes to bowl, they play a wrong shot. And, you know, it's all like a setup. You bring the pressure on the batsman and then they fall down. So it's been working very explicitly, very nicely up till now. And I feel Bumrah is like being the underrated guy in this trio right now. His record otherwise is phenomenal. But right now he's being underrated compared to, because the number of wickets are less compared to Shami or Siraj. But we must give Bumrah also equal credit like all the others do.
Yeah, obviously he's the best bowler of this Indian team. We'll never forget that. Let's talk about the spinning all-rounder that we have, Jadeja. Yesterday, beautiful 5-wicket haul, and as well as 20 odd runs out of 15 balls with a strike rate of around 190. And he also has an economy of 3.77. And he's batting down the order, giving us that extra batting depth. And is just bringing that balance to the team, along with Kuldeep Yadav, who's been phenomenal. If Jadeja doesn't take wickets, there's Kuldeep for you. If Kuldeep doesn't take wickets, there is Jadeja for you. And they've both complemented each other well, and it's really good for us to watch them play.
Yeah, I feel because Kuldeep Yadav, like, he's there. Jadeja yesterday, he proved himself. And Kuldeep Yadav, he's there. So I feel India has right now one of the best teams. Like, if you see, comparing to the Australian team in the 2000s, they were like 1 feet apart from every other team. Like in the 2003 World Cup, the Australians were phenomenal. Every game they won, and in the finals, they played against India and they won by 140 runs. So you see, even in the finals, they won it very easily. So I feel India has that kind of a team. And the bowlers, you see, as you have said, the fast bowlers are there and the spinners are there to take the wickets. So I feel every department is covered and everyone has a backup. And even these players have a backup who are really good. So I feel the bench is strong, the players themselves are strong. And I feel India is one of the best teams ever right now.
Yeah, and Hardik Pandya was good in the first initial games that we played. And he got injured. Then we had a replacement of Surya Kumar Yadav coming in. Even now the team is settled, looks balanced, even though Hardik isn't there because Shami has obviously come in and there's Surya Kumar Yadav who's giving that batting depth. But I think Hardik getting ruled out wasn't or isn't becoming a problem for Team India. It won't be a problem, but Prasidh Krishna is named as a replacement for Hardik Pandya. But, you know, how good the team structure looks thanks to Rahul Dravid and other coaching staff. You know, the way they made it look easier even without Hardik Pandya. Your take on Team India's balance right now?
Yeah, I feel one good thing that came out of Hardik Pandya being ruled out is we saw Shami come in. And since Hardik Pandya went out, Shami came in and now we have one of the best bowlers performing. Otherwise, he would have been benched. So that's a one good thing. But as I've said, Hardik Pandya, he has been performing phenomenally himself. And missing out is really bad. But You see, as I've said, the bench is strong. So even if one of the best 11 we have in the world, and if one of them comes out, we have an exact piece to replace them. And the others are anyway performing very well. So it's like they cover up for the loss of Hardik Pandya's batting because they're all performing very well. And the bowling, Shami is doing extraordinary job to, cover up that spot that maybe he's not an all-rounder. Why we need Shami in Hardik Pandya's place? No. I feel Shami replaced him very well because of his really good bowling and the others are batting really well. So we may not need an extra batter. So I feel the bench is very strong. And we have many options to pick out from. Otherwise, Shardul Thakur could have come. So, and Prasidh Krishna also is really good bowler. So India has a variety of players and a large number of players to pick out from. And in the right selection at the right time, I feel Rahul Dravid and the management, we have to give them a really big congratulations because the way they have picked out the right players at the right time, I feel is one of the toughest jobs to do. And they have used, all the tactics very well and kudos to them.
And finally, I don't want to end this episode, but we have to end this short and sweet episode. 19th October 2023. Come on, visualize along with me. Do you see the men in blue lifting the grand, glamorous, and shiny World Cup for the third time? Do you see that happening, Maitreya?
Absolutely, I see that happening because each performance has given me even more confidence that India is ready to do it this time. It's not like the last 10 years, there was a lot of heartbreak. And because last 10 years, if you see any other World Cup, we were like, the semi-finals was close, the league matches, some of them are really close. But this time, you see all the matches, even with the second best team, South Africa, we have defeated them by more than 100 runs. So we have been able to destroy everyone that's come our way. And I feel this time we're invincible. We are going to do it. And the spirit is really high because we are on an unbeatable run and not some very close matches, very awesome matches. And we have been doing exceptionally well in all departments. And just the little tinge of fear is always there that something might happen. But no. I feel this time India is ready to go out there and perform as well as possible.
Yeah, best wishes for the Indian cricket team from the Atom Cricket Podcast. This is Chirananan Srinath. Joining me was Maitreya. This will be the end of today's episode. Thank you.